Yo, check it, I'm on a mic just to let you know about the Force 5 getting that radio show. Talking movies, dropping knowledge, they the pros. They break it down like Kurosawa, turn the score, say it won't. From blockbuster indie hits, they got it all. Analyzing films, they never drop the ball. The top 5 list always causing a debate. Gotta tune in to hear what they rate, mate. They discuss the classics from way back in time with insights so deep it's like a paradigm. They drop quotes from movies, you know what I mean? Like I'll be back, but may the force be with you, so keen, so keen.
What's up, listeners? Welcome to this Force 5 mini episode. I am your host, Jason Kleberg. This week's mini is going to be a short one. We have family in town for my kid's birthday, but I couldn't miss the opportunity to wrap up last week's show with Caroline of Mine's Ashley Hargrove. Quickly recap what I've seen this past week, and before I duck out, I will reveal next week's guest and topic. Last week, writer and actor Ashley Hargrove joined me to talk top 5 tearjerkers, and I got this email from Chris P. from Philadelphia. He said, "Fuck you for making me cry on the way to a job interview. Great show, though. Keep up the good work." Sorry if your makeup ran, Chris, but I gave you fair warning. I also got one from a listener on Twitter that I'm not going to out who said this, but, quote, "catching up on older episodes, and I think you watched Kazam, because Shazam with Sinbad doesn't exist. It's a Mandela effect thing," end quote. Let's check with the Force 5 judge, Miami Dolphin Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino. Dan, was this a flub?
There was no fucking flub.
If you want to send me show feedback, you can do so at force5podcast@gmail.com. I think Ashley and I had some amazing tearjerkers on our list, but hey, you know it. This podcast is called Force 5, and the internet was quick to let us know what we missed.
Not in the top 5, did they get it right?
Excuse my language.
Okay.
Hell no. I can't believe. Who made that list? Who made that? That's blasphemous.
Don't look at me.
That's blasphemous.
Over on Twitter, friend of the show and past guest, Pete Abeta from the middle class film class said, "Big Fish, Onward, Titan." That's an interesting one. "There Will Be Blood" and "The Green Mile," of course. Another friend of the show, Jen Howell from Every Rom-Com, great podcast, said, "I think I already gave my picks, but Spielberg's The Color Purple has several cry points for me, both sad and happy. Spoiler alert is a recent addition to the tearjerker canon, and of course, Avengers Endgame," which you said gets you to, yes, we were talking on Twitter, and this totally does get me, Avengers Endgame, specifically the Avengers Assemble moment. It's amazing. At Little Mariachi 2 said, "A Perfect World" from 1993, "Pale Rider" from 85, "Million Dollar Baby" from 2004. Yeah, that one got me too. "Men, Women, and Children" from 2014, and "Erased" from 2012. They had a hefty list there of also-rans, so check that out. Stu World Order said, "Oh man, the Iron Giant," when he's flying into space and says Superman. Jazz said, "The Exorcist." Matt Still M said, "Ordinary People, Coco, and Terms of Endearment." Now over on Reddit, things got a little interesting. Instead of going to the movies subreddit, I went to the movie suggestions subreddit, and let me tell you, it was a good decision because those people came through. I was blown away with their responses. I'm going to link to that post in the show notes because as of right now, there are over 2,000 suggestions. So I'm gonna read some of the ones that I thought were more interesting, but I highly suggest checking out that thread because there are a ton of great selections. D. Kixon said, "Beaches, 1988, the relationship between two women over the course of their lives, it always gets me." Warsaw Ed said, "Grave of the Fireflies." Bulbasaurus Rex, "Steel Magnolias." Death Sardonis said, "The Fox and the Hound." Sir Henry Rodriguez IV said, "Bridge to Terabithia." Emotional Bat said, "What Dreams May Come." Affectionate Salt 769 said, "The Whale." Batman Rises 123 said, "Hachi, A Dog's Tale." Lu Chi Fo said, "Stepmom." Weary Confidence 1244 said, "AI, Artificial Intelligence," specifically the part where he waits a billion years at the bottom of the ocean, then gets his mom back alive for 24 hours, and they do all of the loveliest of mother-son things. So again, check that thread out. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes, but 2,000 responses, just a ton of great tearjerkers on that list. I wish I could read them all, but I just don't have time. All right, let's talk real quick about some of the things that I've been watching. I want to talk about Bluey. So Bluey is an amazing show, not just for kids, but my kid loves it. But it's a great family show. It's extremely well written. It's got great messages. And rumors were flying around that they were going to post something that was going to be the series finale. They've said now at this time that it's not the series finale, but the episode is called The Sign. And it's a triple length episode. So normally these episodes are about 9-10 minutes long. This one was 30 minutes long. And it is just an amazing episode that wraps all kinds of things from the other Bluey episodes into one. There are so many great payoffs. There's so many characters that you see growth in. And wow, it blew me away. So go check out the episode The Sign from Bluey. You're going to get so much out of it if you've watched the rest of the series. And if you have kids, you got to watch Bluey. What are you doing? There's a reason why it's so popular. There's a reason why you go into Target now and see Bluey stuff everywhere. It's just an amazing show, and this was a great cherry on top. It's not the last episode. They also released another episode called Surprise, which, again, great episode. Tears flowing from me, my wife. My mom watched it with us. Tears in her eyes, too. Just a great show. Other things I have watched since I talked with you last, I watched Late Night with the Devil. It's a really interesting movie. It stars David Dastmalchian as a late night television show host who's going head to head with Johnny Carson. And for his Halloween episode, he thinks he's going to be able to jump Carson by doing a live exorcism on air. And of course, things go horribly wrong, unleashing evil into the nation's living rooms. I watched this. The ending goes real hard. I thought the ending was really surprising. Now, I think what would have made this better is if it was really just like, here's a tape that we found, and they didn't have the interstitials between airing segments like they did. I really think that would have made it a stronger movie. But regardless, I ranked this one 4 stars on Letterboxd. I had a really, really good time with Late Night with the Devil. I also watched Immaculate with Sydney Sweeney. I thought this one, again, really, really fun. Religious horror. It goes kind of grindhouse at certain times. It's about a woman named Cecilia. She's American. She's a nun of devout faith. She embarks on a new journey in a remote convent in the picturesque Italian countryside, but her warm welcome quickly devolves into a nightmare as it becomes clear her new home harbors a sinister secret and unspeakable horrors. I will tell you what, it has a final shot that will be burned into your brain for a very long time. That's Immaculate. I rated this one 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. I really, really had a good time with it. I think you will too. I also watched the brand new film Boy Kills World, which I think hit theaters this last Friday. If not, it's going to be this Friday coming up. I don't have a whole lot of good things to say about Boy Kills World. It's an action movie. Bill Skarsgård is great in it. It's about a kid and his family is murdered. He's a deaf mute. And he goes into the jungle in hiding, and he's trained by a mysterious shaman to repress his childish imagination and become an instrument of death. There's a twist near the end of this movie that kind of throws everything that you just watched into disarray. And I didn't want to root for the person that we had been rooting for. It's just it's got some good action, but it's a little too goofy for my tastes. Overall, it kind of left me a little bit empty. I revisited The Substitute. Yes, this is The Substitute with Tom Berenger from 1996. What a banger movie that is. Always really, really fun. And then I decided to watch The Substitute 2 because if you've ever picked up The Substitute on DVD, it was always packaged with The Substitute 3. And I always sat there wondering, like, why did they just put 1 and 3 on a DVD set? Why not 1, 2, and 3 or 1 and 2? Well, the answer is, I learned after I watched The Substitute 2, it's essentially a remake and not a sequel, although it tries to be a sequel with some kind of loose ties to the first one. Treat Williams in that one stars as his substitute, and instead of being in Miami, it's set in New York City. But the plot points, beat for beat, are from The Substitute. So if you did pick up that double pack and you watched them back to back, it would be like you're watching the same movie twice, and I guess that's why they did it. So The Substitute 2, not great. The Substitute, though, the original Substitute, still holds up to this day. Tom Berenger, man, nobody says fuck like Tom Berenger. He is just the man when it comes to that four-letter F word. So that is what I've been watching this week. I think it's about time to wrap this episode up and put a bow on Force 5 145. Make sure to join me next week as Monday, Steve Barnes joins me. He's the host of the podcast Sweet Child of Time, and we're going to be talking top five fictional bands. And trust me, we have some really good fictional bands. I will talk to you then.
Perfect. Fuck it, send it in.
Okay.
You want to
see a playback on it?
Nope. I don't want to see shit.
Yo, check it, I'm on a mic just to let you know about the Force 5 getting that radio show. Talking movies, dropping knowledge, they the pros. They break it down like Kurosawa, turn the Scorsese, whoa. From blockbuster indie hits, they got it all. Analyzing films, they never drop the ball. The top 5 list always causing a debate. Gotta tune in to hear what they rate, mate. They discuss the classics from way back in time with insights so deep it's like a paradigm. They drop quotes from movies, you know what I mean? Like I'll be back, but may the force be with you, so keen, so keen.